This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Now it's time for three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
Oh, tell me.
On the morning we got to sleep an extra hour last year, I talked about the joys of darkness, the good things about winter. Here's what I said. But when the time changes and the light fades early and there's a sting in the air, I find it invigorating. And unless Earth stops tilting on its axis at 23.5 degrees, we're going to have winters. We might as well enjoy them. Despite my optimism, I'll admit this season's been challenging. Between the long stretches of frigid temperatures, snow dumps, our fair city's fleet of invisible plows and salt trucks, and the large bruise on my butt from slipping on icy stairs the other day, the winter haters can archive this one. Oh, I almost forgot, that extra-large squirrel from Punxsutawney, PA had to be a downer, too.
This February 2nd at 7:20 and 30 seconds, Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, prognosticator of prognosticators, stated in Groundhoggies, I definitely see a shadow. Sorry, Bobby. Six more weeks of winter.
Phil's running one heck of a scam, by the way. He can never be wrong. As I stated earlier, winter's a season determined by math, and it ends 6 weeks from Groundhog Day every single year. Early spring? Sure. Everyone's going to cheer and forget the next day. But there are always signs that spring's coming, and they're delightful for the most part. While the darker days and sting of winter approaching invigorate me, so do the days of light lingering a bit longer in the evening. So do the sounds of spring's pending arrival. Other signs of spring go mostly unnoticed. Groundworms, aka earthworms, ooze out of the thawed soil and immediately get to work, getting things ready for the coming season. Here's landscaper Michelle Reeser-West telling me about it on KMOX's Garden Hotline.
They're burrowing through our soil, which is helping with aeration. And, you know, they also are eating a lot, which means they have to poo a lot. And all of the, you know, the little droppings or the castings from earthworms are just super, super good for our soil. It's just really organic and helps with that kind of soil nutrient. So, yeah, they're really beneficial.
That's right. Earthworm poo. I also asked her about another cool thing you can do in the spring, moon gardens.
Essentially, these moon gardens are things that either bloom at night or that look really cool at night, and they tend to be white flowering, but it is really cool when you're in a garden space and you have the right lighting and the white or sometimes even like plants with silvery or gray-blue foliage look really good at night. And it's just a time that we often don't think about our gardens looking good, you know?
I do know, and I think it's a brilliant idea, and I'm officially declaring it a trend for this spring. Moon gardens. You know what else happens in spring? Fashion shows. They're not necessarily my jam, but they set trends, and this year, the French chic expert Marie-Anne Lecour says this spring's top trend will be Le Seaside apparel. So you'll see sailor colors.
You will see stripes, as in Breton tops. You will see boat shoes. And you will see these trends in Chanel and Prada. This trend, I think, is absolutely timeless, especially stripes. My pro tip is, if you want to look slimmer, wear vertical stripes.
You heard it here first. Also, women's shirts with French cuffs. Now that's cool. Let's not forget baseball, March Madness, proms, graduations, allergies, tornadoes, cleaning a bunch of stuff, bugs, taxes, mowing, losing an hour of sleep. And you were giving me a hard time about winter.
What a lie spring is, right? I just spend the entire spring waiting for it to be spring, right? You're like, is it spring? No, it's snowing. Next day, you're like, is it spring? No, it's 90 degrees. I guess we miss those tiny white flowers.
Well, I'm pretty sure I came up with at least three good things about spring, didn't I? Let's bring it on.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.